My name is Jim Behoosh, and welcome to the Sustainable House Sketchbook, dedicated to sharing information to make our existing or new houses more comfortable, healthier, and efficient. We're moving into exterior painting and repair season, so I thought we'd talk about lead. I'm going to focus on lead in paint. Next week, we'll take a look at other sources of lead. If your house was built prior to the early 1950s, it's very likely lead is in the paint. If your house was built prior to 1978, it's quite possible there's lead in the paint. I remember well the older painters hefting gallons of paint. The heavier the gallon, the more lead it contained. They loved how the heavily leaded paints flowed and how well they performed. The problem with lead is that it's a significant poison. You don't need to ingest much for long-term negative effects. Most at risk for lead poisoning are young kids. Not only do their developing bodies absorb more lead than adults, but their brain and nervous systems are more sensitive to the damaging effects of lead. Babies and young kids are also spending a lot of time learning about the world by putting things in their mouth, so are even more at risk for ingesting lead. As a homeowner, you are largely exempt from legal obligations regarding lead when working on your own house. But just because you're legally free to be as foolish as you want doesn't mean you should be. And no matter what the law says, you have no right putting your family or the neighbor's kids at risk. If you're working for someone else on a structure built prior to 1978, you need to be certified for renovation, repair, and painting by the EPA. In mid-April, Lowe's paid a $500,000 civil penalty and agreed to implement a compliance program for the contractors it hires to work on houses out of its 1,700 stores. So what does it take to safely deal with lead paint? First, test. You can buy simple swabs to test for lead at most building supply stores. Isolate the work area. Only workers in safety gear access the work area. Don't eat, drink, or smoke in the work area. Properly dispose of any waste generated. Don't allow your work clothes or yourself to contact anyone else until properly cleaned. There's good information available online from the EPA. Be aware of the risks and work intelligently. Is it a pain? You better believe it, but it's a whole lot better than the effects of lead poisoning. Have some information you'd like to share on the Sustainable House Sketchbook? Send an email to info@weru.org with house in the subject line.